because yesterday in the House of Commons, Nigel Dodds, the DUP deputy leader, accused the North Down independent MP, Sylvia Herman, as favouring Dublin during a debate on Brexit, a claim which Lady Sylvia rejected.
Many in Northern Ireland now view her as being on the side of the Dublin government on these issues.
Oh, that's shameful.
Quite accurate, though.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, the Right Honourable Member for North Belfast.
Answer.
Yes, what do you do? What do you do in response to that?
Answer.
Sorry, I can hear. If the Honourable Gentleman would just give me a chance instead of chuntering away, I might actually reply to him. The Prime Minister, and indeed the Brexit Secretary yesterday, made it absolutely clear that it had, at least I understood the statement made by the Brexit Secretary yesterday, that it was always the intention of the Prime Minister and indeed the government that there would be the same regulatory alignment right across all of the United Kingdom. And if, just for the record, if the Right Honourable Gentleman wants me to say again, I am a unionist. And I am not in the pocket, and I am not propping up, and have not spoken to the Dublin government. And I strongly resent the implication in his question that I was.
Well, you have hit out at the DUP over this, Naomi.
Well, yes, I have, because I see this very much as the standard strategy that they apply. At their conference a few weeks ago, they said that Lady Sylvia Herman's seat in North Down was their number one target. And lo and behold, only weeks later, we now see her being denounced as some kind of Lundy traitor to the UK state. As usual, they denounce their opponents. Anyone who disagrees with the DUP couldn't possibly be a unionist, couldn't possibly be serving Northern Ireland's best interests, but have to be in the pocket of the Republic of Ireland or of Republicans generally. I went through all this before, Stephen, when they tried to bully me in exactly the same way. And I have to say that Sylvia Herman is one of
They would
of
obviously
the
reject any description of
bullying. Well, I'm quite happy for them to come on and reject it, and I'll provide
They've
the
been
evidence.
Offered the opportunity and they simply won't take it up.
Well, then they have given up any opportunity to deny what I'm saying, Stephen. And it's not really for you to defend their position. Their position was that they denounced me as being some kind of a Lundy and a traitor, and we all know where that ended up. And I'm saying very clearly that the DUP need to stop using this kind of language. They need to stop assuming that anyone who is a unionist and happens to be concerned about the effect of Brexit is in some way guilty of treachery against the union. Because in doing so, they're alienating some of the people who vote for them who are concerned about Brexit. They're alienating a wider group of unionist voters who are concerned about Brexit. And they're insulting the integrity of an MP in Sylvia Herman, who frankly deserves better treatment than what she was dished out yesterday.
Well, Naomi, the cut and thrust of politics, Sylvia Herman's been around a long time. She can defend herself. This was normal political discourse, is what the DUP would claim.
Well, it might be what the DUP would claim. We won't know because they won't front up and give you an answer, Stephen, and you're speculating as to what they might say. I'm saying it is not normal political discourse for anyone who takes a position contrary to the government or contrary to the DUP or contrary to another party to be dismissed in some way as a traitor working on behalf of a foreign state. That is not normal political discourse. That is something that we've seen increasingly emerge post-Brexit with people who do not necessarily agree with the position the country has taken but are working to try and get the best possible result out of it being denounced in that way. And it's something that the DUP have consistently done to those who oppose them, where they paint them to be some kind of enemy of the state and make them a hate figure. And what I was saying very clearly yesterday is I was not willing to be anyone's victim during that period. That's not my style, but I'm also not going to sit back and watch other people be subjected to similar treatment. And it starts with language. It starts with irresponsible talk in places like the House of Commons, on leaflets that are circulated and on other things. But it can escalate way beyond that. So I am saying at this point in time, Sylvia Herman deserves the respect to have her position listened to, and if they disagree with it, argue against it on substance. Don't accuse her of being in Dublin's pocket because she simply doesn't agree with the DUP's version of unionism, which means that we should all go lemming-like over the cliff with no plans in place for Brexit. Sylvia was arguing yesterday to protect the Good Friday Agreement. She was arguing yesterday to protect Northern Ireland's interests. That's not treacherous. That's good politics. And I'm willing to stand up for good politics, whether it's my party colleagues or other parties that are engaged in it.
OK, Naomi Long, thank you very much indeed.